I once heard a brilliant saying. It went something to the effect of, a successful person will always put himself in a position to take advantage of an opportunity when it presents itself. Not only will the successful person put himself in a position to take advantage of an opportunity, but when that chance presents itself, he will be the first one, if not the only one, to spot it. After he has spotted it, he will pounce on it with the vigor of a hungry, ferocious lion, allowing nothing to let that opportunity slip away. As I drove down Pennsylvania Avenue in Brooklyn, I suddenly realized that a golden opportunity was presenting itself. It was in the form of one of the most beautiful females on whom I'd ever laid eyes. The ironic thing was that this catch was one I'd let slip away in the past. As she drove in her black convertible, I made sure to ride right alongside of her. "What's her name?" I agonized, trying to remember where I knew her from. When the light turned red, I had time to recollect my thoughts. After sitting through torture for a minute and a half, it hit me like a brick. She's that beautician. The light turned green. I thought, "Lance, don't let this opportunity pass you by." It must have been fate that brought us to yet another red light. After we stopped, I stared at the captivating woman. I gazed with the most lustful, awe-filled expression I could muster. I wanted her to know I was looking. If she returned the favor and glanced my way, I wasn't going to be a punk and quickly turn my head. She must have felt my passionate stare because she finally did look at me. Unfortunately, she didn't look for very long because the light turned green again. But she turned long enough to smile as she nodded her head to the music on Hot 97 FM. Her convertible top was down. She knew she was fine. The look I gave her was the start of an affair. Although I didn't even know her name, in my heart, I just committed adultery once again. Again, it must have been fate that allowed us to continue to travel in the same direction. It was the same fate that caused the light again to turn red. I thought, I got a smile out of her at the last light. Now seize the moment, Lance. Don't let it pass you by. I had to do something quick, because this traffic light affair was bound to end soon. So again, I lustfully stared. She knew I was clocking her, but she kept her eyes fixed straight ahead as she continued to nod to the music. "Wave to her, Lance," I intently urged myself. "Wave." I could sense the light was about to change, so very lightly but hard enough for it to give off a sound, I tapped on my horn. She still didn't look my way, so I ambitiously blew two more times a little harder. Yes, yes, yes. I was mad excited because she'd finally looked my way. Being as cool as I could with my bald head glistening in the sunlight and with my shades on, I lifted my hand and said very softly, "Hello." This time I got no smile.